Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, have you ever wondered why do we repeatedly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ? In every prayer of us, at least 17 times a day, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us, to guide us to the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is without a doubt the fact that we repeat this dua by the command of Allah. This is without a doubt an evidence of how precious it is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. Because guidance is more important than anything in life. Anything in life. Dear brothers and sisters, what do we ask when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us how to please Him, how to worship Him, how to pray, how to fast, how to act in any given situation in a place, in a way that is in compliance with His will. However, dear brothers and sisters, the most noble part of the hidayah that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every day is knowing Him. Knowing Him by His names and by His attributes. Because without a doubt, this is the most noble part of knowledge and guidance. So when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, guide us to the straight path, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our heart with iman, to fill our hearts with the hope for the mercy of Allah, to fill our heart with the fear from the punishment of Allah, to fill this heart with reliance upon Him, and to purify it from anything that is contrary to belief and iman, from any fear that rivals our fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from any hope that rivals our hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from any love that rivals our love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, our iman is very precious. Our knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely important. It is our life. The whole life is based on remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we find in many places of the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Anytime remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, كَثِيرًا is mentioned after it, in abundance. Remember Allah in abundance. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. So you find this many times. This shows how important it is for us as believers to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition, every situation, and in every part of our life. Dear brothers and sisters, this iman that we have in our heart does not only reside in the heart and that's it. Rather, it must necessarily reflect on our behavior and on our action. It must impact the way we deal with people. And it must influence our positions in life. Listen to this example from the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa and Harun to Fir'aun, Musa said, قَالَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا نَخَافُ أَن يَفْرُطَ عَلَيْنَا أَوْ أَن يَطْغَى. They said, O Allah, we are afraid that he may, meaning Fir'aun, he may transgress against us or exceed the limit when we call him to Allah. Now, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond to them, to Musa and Harun? He said, قَالَ لَا تَخَافَا قَالَ لَا تَخَافَا إِنَّنِي مَعْكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. He said, do not be afraid, do not fear, for indeed I am with you, hearing and seeing. Dear brothers and sisters, it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Musa and Harun that the knowledge and the belief in the fact that Allah is with you, hearing and seeing and ready to intervene and preserving you and protecting you at all times, should remove any sense of fear from your heart. Again, a belief must reflect on our action. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Musa and Harun, your firmness before Fir'aun should be based in your belief that Allah is with you. Dear brothers and sisters, we should also keep in mind that the correct belief leads to a correct action and correct behavior. It drives the person to be better, to be more righteous, and to have a positive impact on life. And the wrong belief leads to a wrong action or wrong behavior. It drives the person to be more wicked and have a negative impact on life. There are many evidences for this principle from the Quran. However, today we'll sample some of these evidences. Let's start by the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَنْ تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. Aren't you aware of those people who were given a share of revelation before you? They are called upon to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order for it to arbitrate between them. But a party of them turn away from it in persistence. And then after this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is because they claim that the hellfire will surely not touch us but for a limited number of days. This wrong belief, this downplaying of the hell, the punishment of the hellfire, led them to abandon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to refuse to accept the judgment of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, a wrong belief leads to a wrong behavior or wrong position. And this is one example. Another example, in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوَّزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Woe to those who give short measure, those who, when they are to receive from other people their due, they demand that it be given to them in full. But when they are to weigh what they owe to other people, they give short than what is due. They basically cheat in their business transaction. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Don't these people know that they are bound to be resurrected to an awesome day, a day on which all people will stand before Allah, the Lord of all the worlds? As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that, had they really known,
had they have the belief in their heart that one day they are going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be accountable for what they did in the life of this world, they would never have cheated people. Again, they cheated, they were not honest in their dealing with people because of the thought that they may not be resurrected. Their doubt about the day of resurrection. Again, wrong belief leads to wrong behavior and wrong attitude, and it negatively impacts the life of people. Now let's go to the positive side. And we find many examples in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the lives of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we start with the prophet that we talked about in the beginning of this khutbah, Prophet Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this story, that فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. When the two hosts became in sight of one another, the companions of Musa said, indeed, we are going to be overtaken, that is by Fir'aun. They are facing a definite death. Fir'aun is behind him and behind them, and the Red Sea is in front of him. They have no way to cross the Red Sea. And Fir'aun, when he is in a good mood, he is in the business of killing. Imagine how would he be when he is angry, which was the case when he was following them with his soldiers. So they were before a definite death. Now what did Musa say? Now Musa said, "Kalla inna ma'ya Rabbi sayhdeen." No, indeed, my Lord is with me and He will guide me. He took a firm position in the face of what appears to be a definite death. Strong belief in the meaning of Inna ma'ya Rabbi, Allah is with me. He will protect me. He will preserve me. Again, this reminds us of the lesson that Musa and Hanun learned from the beginning of da'wah. Kalla innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara. La takhafa innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara. So here a strong belief led to a firm position in the face of death. And then what was the outcome? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abandon Musa? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forsake Musa? Or did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save Musa and his people? All of you know the rest of the story. The point is, dear brothers and sisters, in this situation, only a person who has a strong belief can say those words. Because in this difficult situation, whatever within your heart will break into the surface. And here it was the iman that led to that firm belief that resulted in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another example from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the example of Ibrahim. Ibrahim was calling to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his people decided to put an end for this call. And they wanted to burn him. That's it. They decided, his own people decided to burn him. Because of what? Because he was saying that Allah is one. Don't worship the sun. Don't worship the moon. Rather worship Allah, Rabbul Alameen. They decided to burn him. Now, when he heard the news, what did he say? He said one sentence, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for us and He is the most excellent guardian. That's it. This is all he said.
but based on a firm belief. Firm belief resulted and reflected a firm position that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took. We see here, dear brothers and sisters, faith in action. Because many times people during difficult situation, they tend to deviate. They tend to swerve away. They tend and this in itself shows the fakeness or the weakness and the void of our hearts from the true meaning of Iman. What was the outcome? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forsake Ibrahim? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. O fire, be cool and safe upon Ibrahim. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجِعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. They intended evil by plotting against him, but we made them the lowest. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala foiled their plan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, this was another example of how true belief, correct belief, leads to a firm position and good position that result and impact good and positively on life and on society. You may say, all of us say hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. All of us, we say, Allah ma'i, Allah with me. But you know what is the difference, dear brothers and sisters? The difference is now between the hearts of two people who say hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. A heart in which there is a support for these words that are uttered by the person, and a heart that is void of the support for these words. So it's not just the words, rather it is the iman behind these words. And to illustrate this more, just take the example of two checks, identical checks. In both these checks is written, pay to the order of so and so, and imagine your name in it, and it is $1 million. Two identical check. One does not have a balance in the bank, and one does have a balance in the bank. We understand the difference. We understand that taking the one that has no balance could result in a penalty that we are going to pay from our own pockets. So it's not something good. But there is a huge difference. And this is the difference that is between somebody who is saying hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, supported by strong and firm iman, and someone who says hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, or Allah ma'i, and there is nothing. The heart is void. This is our problem, dear brothers and sisters. Allahu Akbar. This word shakes the world. It is not an easy word. We were told by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that at one point close to the Day of Judgment, that there are certain towns that will be opened up for the Muslim by the word Allahu Akbar. Just this word, Allahu Akbar. It is not a simple word. But how much we realize its meaning when we say Allahu Akbar when we pray. When we repeatedly say Allahu Akbar after every motion of the prayer. Dear brothers and sisters, examine the condition of the Muslims today. You will find many signs that shows that this iman, this balance that we are talking about, this support for our actions, for our good works that we say, is very weak. Very weak. Sometimes our hearts are void of any support for the words and the action we do. And this is a major problem. Because when this iman becomes weak, when the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes weak, and we know that we are not that much afraid of Allah anymore. And we know that because of the sins and the type of sins that are spread all over the Muslim world. Major sins. Muslim launch a war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you do know that you are at war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we knowingly commit these sins, we are launching war against Allah. And any type of sinning is a form of launching war and opposing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. So when we see that this is the norm, this has become the norm, we know that the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is weak in our heart. And you know what? When we have this fear weak, it will be substituted by a wide range of fears. So instead of us fearing Allah alone, we start fearing everything. We start fearing people. We start fearing losing our job, or failing in our business, or failing in social situation, or failing in anything. So fear becomes like our shadow. While Islam came to set us free from all forms of fear with one price that we pay, and that is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Dear brothers and sisters, we know some of the names of Allah, but we don't know and we never realize their impact on our lives, because every name contains an attribute, and knowing this attribute affect and must reflect on our behavior. We know the word, the name of Allah, Al-Hasib, the ultimate reckoner. But we don't lead a life that shows that we believe, really believe in it. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wakil, the ultimate guardian. We know that Allah is Al-Nasir, the ultimate helper. Again, but there is weakness, and this is a sign that the main source of iman has dried out, because knowing Allah by His names and attributes is a main source of iman, and it is important in every act of worship that we do, because how could we really worship someone that we don't know? How can we stand in prayer before Allah while we don't know who Allah is? How can we deprive our bodies from their needs of food and drink and fast without knowing the one for whom we are fasting? How can we sacrifice anything if we don't know the one for whom we are sacrificing? So it is what makes our ibadah enjoyable. It is what makes us taste halawat al-iman, the sweetness or the delight of faith. And it is very important that we work very hard in order to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you know what? We said that Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim is a supplication that we do every day, 17 times a day. By which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path of Allah. But you know what? The most noble part of this guidance that we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for is our knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, in every human being there is a void that cannot be filled but by knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every human being craves for knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every human being there is an urgent need that cannot be satisfied but by knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one cannot achieve any kind of fulfillment and feel any satisfaction in this life without knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are nothing without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our hearts are dead without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if you take a fish
from the water, you know what happened to this fish? It dies. And this is how would be the condition of our hearts. Rather, if you take this fish and fry it, see how dead it becomes. This is how dead our heart becomes without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, there is a big difference between someone who prays and it is only physical movement, and someone who prays knowing that I'm standing before Allah, the Almighty, the most powerful, the sovereign King, the one who possesses all qualities of perfection, the one who is absolutely self-sufficient, who stand independent from the need of anyone or anything, the one who is perfect, the one who has no rival, no partner. There is no God with him, there is no God before him, there is no God after him. He is unique, he never begets, he was never begotten. If you have this understanding, stand before the one who created you, created this heart. If you stand knowing that you are standing before the one who has the reins of your heart, the control over your heart, the means control over the misery, your misery and your happiness, the means of your misery and your happiness are in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what makes you happy is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what makes you miserable is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a difference when you stand that before someone that you know that he has the complete and full control over every aspect of your life and all affairs of your life, and when you just perform just physical actions. We cannot enjoy any ibadah without knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear brothers and sisters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has introduced Himself to us in the Quran. But we abandon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. We read, sometimes we don't understand, and sometimes we understand, but we don't understand the depth of the meaning of these names, and we don't feel their impact on our life when they must necessarily affect our life. Dear brothers and sisters, the most important point of this khutbah is there is not one form of iman. People say we believe, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned some people who for the kind of the belief they have. As he said, قُلْ بِئْسَ مَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If this is what you do, then it's evil what your iman is enjoining you to do. So not every claim of belief is represents a true belief, and it is the struggle that we need to lead in this life to strengthen our iman, and more importantly, dear brothers and sisters, and this is the concern, this is the deepest concern that I have and many of you have. It is our youth and it is our children who is implanting the seed of iman in their heart. Who is responsible for building the faith in their hearts? Dear brothers and sisters, this is a very, very important question. It is the parents who are responsible. It is the school who is responsible. It is the masjid who is responsible. But if we fail to meet this responsibility, then we need to think, who is raising our children? Dear brothers and sisters, it is very bad news. Because if we fail to raise our youth, if we fail to build up the iman in them, it is the TV which is raising them. It is the internet which is raising them. It is the peer pressure of their friends in the public school which is raising them. These youth are seduced every day. These youth are bombarded with distorted messages about Islam, with doubts, and with everything that drives them away from Islam. How we are encountering all of this? This is why we need to keep in mind that if we fail, our competitor is Hollywood. If we fail, then it is very, very bad news, dear brothers and sisters. A sister once called me. She said, "My husband entered home and he became extremely angry. And I'm afraid." I called the brother. I told him, "What's wrong, brother?" He said, "I enter home, I found my son on the computer surfing the internet. I said, 'Assalamu alaikum.' He did not answer. Not because he did not want to answer, but because he was in a different world. It's the world of khushu' and khudu' that must exist in our prayer. You know? I went to the living room. My wife was there. I said, 'Assalamu alaikum.' She did not answer. She was watching something in the TV. Then I thought my only now resort is the young children, the innocent young children of mine. So I went to their bedroom, and there was a TV in the bedroom. And I said, 'Salaam alaikum.' They did not answer because they were watching TV. And I got angry. Are you blaming me for getting angry? Of course, I talked for a long time with the brother, and I told him that all of us share this responsibility, including himself. But, brothers, this is the reality. And if we lose our children, dear brothers, then we are in big trouble. We have the obligation of preserving their Islamic identity. We have the obligation of preserving their creed, their iman. It is our duty. And this iman should not be just superficial iman, rather firm iman, deep iman. An iman that can make a difference in the society in which we live. An iman that can contribute positively to the society in which we live. This is the iman that we want, and it is the responsibility of all of us. So, and we need to cooperate in this. Support our education institutions, support our masajid, support youth activities, support any program that is geared towards serving this community. So this is a communal obligation, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us uphold this responsibility. And soon, inshaAllah, we are going to have the month of Ramadan, which is a month that has a good opportunity for us to build up our iman. So we need to have a firm intention, inshaAllah, to support the activities of the masjid and be in the masjid in every day.